was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, muchachos. This is Eric the Freedom Screameros on the RBN Network. Wanted to thank our caller from North Carolina, Mark. That was a great call. I also wanted to thank Chris in Las Vegas for calling in last night. He's always great when Chris calls in. He should probably be hosting this show once in a while, too. He's got a lot to say, and I'm really glad. So, Chris, you can call in any time and always add to the self-governing county discussion here, which is what we are discussing tonight, the self-governing county, the bottom-up fix to take your 4 square miles of land back from your incorporated or your unincorporated county and assert your sovereignty. If it's done with proper paperwork and it doesn't take much, the main gist of it is the charter. Charter. We were talking earlier about aquaponics and different ways to feed the community that you'll be establishing, which you'll have all kinds of interesting little freedom-related statutes, for lack of them. So I always like to have this discussion about the self-governing county. This is the bottom-up fix. Top-down fix is kind of nice to watch as if it were some kind of movie there taking place far away. But how much practical application is the new administration? I'm not saying it's not going to have. I'm asking the question: how much practically applicable, change for the better? In other words, restoration and resurrection of the republic. Are we going to see under the new administration? I mean, I don't see the doors. During my time researching and doing my activism today, included calling the New York State Police, the senior legal counsel to the New York State Police, the New York State Comptroller, two different New York State senators, Jeff Sessions' office in Washington, D.C., which was a real interesting trip. And let me tell you, people out there, here's how you get through the gatekeepers. First of all, they don't want to put you through to any phone call or let you talk to anybody even related to the Office of Attorney General. They want you to put everything in an email or a fax, and they try to push everybody away at the door that way. And what you need to do is you need to ask for the director. When you call the Jeff Sessions number on the behalf of Tom LaCavara, we're encouraging people to make the calls to Washington, D.C. Jeff Sessions is now in. Okay, we got the Republic resurrected. Get your pencils out, folks. Here's the number. I called it today. It was very interesting. The number is 202-514-2000. I'll repeat that a couple times. 202-514-2000. This is the Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. And by the way, why don't we call them Secretary of Law or Secretary of Justice? Why do we have an attorney who's a member of a private club called the Bar, which is not loyal to America, and the word general? I mean, where do you think that comes from? We got vicar generals and attorney generals in our presiding over our legal system. We're not supposed to have generals in the civilian government, and the Justice Department is supposed to be a civilian, so to speak. It's not supposed to be part of the military. It sure is acting like it, and a lot worse. I'd almost rather live under our military rule now than the attorney generals and the witches throughout the witches' court. You see what they're doing. So I want people to call 202-514-2000. 2000 on behalf of Tom. And if the and if we're really back into a constitutional way of looking at, and don't forget, the Constitution is clear. Everything is based on common law in this country. They're not based on statutory, and case after case precedent says if it's in contradiction to the Constitution or to common law, then which are two inexorably tied together, then it's null and void. It's a nullity. It doesn't exist. It creates no office, affords no protection, imposes no duties. These are out of federal court, some of them Supreme Court cases that say if it's in contradiction to the Constitution, which is says common law, then it's null and void. And so anyway, I want to see the doors to the jail swing open. I want to see the cases dropped. What do you ask for? What are you telling them to do? We want the cases dropped against Tom LaCavara, Pete Santilli, Clive and Bundy and his whole family, and all the people that were at the Oregon, as well as the Hammonds, who already did their prison time and now they got resentenced. I mean, if that's not double jeopardy, I don't know what is. And nobody in the administration has any problem with that. I find that abhorrent, disgusting. We need the doors to the jail to come open, and Tom needs to walk out right away. He's first on my list because this is his radio show. So I'm pushing Tom's case right here, right now. Tom went places where nobody else went with this radio show, and that's precisely the reason he was in the square hairs of the corporate corrupt, vicar-run government. And that's why he was scooped up, and he's been kidnapped, and he's an abductee, and he still sits there. And so I'm not seeing a lot of cases getting dropped yet. I expect to see him dropped soon. I'm given a little more time here before I get too harsh on the new administration. But if this is just going to continue with more of the same, these absurd charges of possession where there is no possession, of society is a victim when we know it's a fictitious entity, that's a fraud. That's a fallacy. It's not real. How they can? And so we want people to call 202-514-2000, ask for the director of scheduling. You want to schedule a callback from one of Jeff Sessions' legislative aides. That's how you got to put it. And then they're also going to want you to back up your verbal request with an email, which I suggest you do. So you've got it both verbally, which you just spoke to the secretary, the director of scheduling, who will schedule somebody in his office to call you back, hopefully, if they're honest, and then back it up with an email. And I believe they'll give you the email address when you call, but I believe I don't have it in front of me, and I don't want to do it from memory. It's AG, if you go to the DOJ.gov website, you'll find it. DOJ stands for Department of Justice. That was the end of the email, but they got some obscure reference to 84 in there, and I thought that was kind of weird. The only number that they could put in the email address for the Attorney General was the number 84. That was kind of telling and kind of a little bit weird. But anyway, I'll let people do their own research on the email. If you're not going to really need it until you get to the point where you're talking to someone, because an email alone is not going to get you a scheduled callback. A phone call talking to the director of scheduling and an email to put it in writing both is a way, way, way better chance. So I want people to do both. I want people to pick up the phone and call 202. Let me go back a page. 202-514-2000. Okay, and there it is. Ask for the director of scheduling. You're going to schedule a callback from a legislative aide, and she's going to give you the email where you just send a quick email saying, I'm just confirming that I spoke with so-and-so, the director of scheduling, and I'm requiring a callback from one of the legislative aides to the attorney general. And make them call you back and say, I have serious reservations about this case. I want Tom LaCavara to go free, period. No victim, no crime, no proof of possession, and he's got to go free if we're still under common law. And if you claim to be a constitutional person, which Jeff Sessions is always claiming to be, then you better put your money where your mouth is and put us back in a common law standing with these cases, which means you drop the cases entirely, and Tom goes free. That's what we want. So people, don't forget about Tom. Call the new attorney general on his behalf. We have a caller. I think it was Fred. Are you with us, my sir?
Yes.
Brent? Okay, let's do Brent, and then we'll get over to Chris in Vegas. How you doing, my friend?
Fine. One thing you have to really remember when it comes down to this separate county and all that stuff is the most important thing for that county is your water rights. If you don't have water rights, you have nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to bring that up.
Especially I agree. That's a great point. Water is the new oil of the future. Any of the future planners will tell you it's. They look to the future. They are the powers that be already realize that the alternative and the free energy sources and the cold fusion and all the other stuff we know about with magnetic drive generators and the hydrogen fuel cell stuff, it's out there. The big oil's life is limited. It's oil is not going to be the blood, the lifeblood of the economy in the future. It's water. Water is in very short supply in the Middle East. Much of what you see in the Middle East is a disguise for water wars. And I believe there's a book called Water Wars, if I'm not mistaken. Look it up, folks, if you're on the computer. And I believe there's a book called Water Wars, and it breaks down how a lot of these conflicts between Syria and Israel are about water and water getting across certain areas that are occupied, you know, or not. And it's very common. And the Chinese are shipping enormous amounts of water out of the Great Lakes. Nestle, which is a multinational corporation owned by foreign entities, has rights to the water in places like Mount Shasta. It has some of the best water in the world when they're not geoengineering and dumping aluminum all over it. Mount Shasta has some phenomenal water, artesian groundwater, not necessarily the snow melt off, but a lot of groundwater. And the corporation Nestle has rights that super in the contract that they wrote with the local corporate public prostitutes, they wrote and the bar members who wrote the contract. Don't forget who actually writes these contracts. It's the bar members. Everything comes out of the lawyer's office or the attorneys. The rights of the corporation supersede the rights of the community. And if there's a water shortage, Nestle has the rights to the water over the people in the community to the point where they'll let them starve to death on the water and just go without. And take that water and give it to the corporation. And the people who run that town into the ground are responsible for writing up these contracts. And they sold their community out. Why do you think they did that? They did that for money, and they did it out of or political agendas. But usually it's greed at the lower level. The very wealthy multinational corporations know that with a couple $100,000 is very attractive to a local person in local government. Who doesn't have much, and they don't have much means, and they don't make a whole ton of money with their local governing, so they got to line their pockets any way they can, and it's usually cutting deals, selling local resources out to the multinational corporations, rather than give a share to the spread it out throughout the people like they do in Alaska, where everybody gets a check every year for a little bit of share of all the oil that's up there, a lot more than people think. Fred, are you still with us? You want to comment?
Yeah. I was just wondering maybe if you could have some people on your show call in and give hints on what they've done in their communities about it. Give those of us in the drier counties some ideas.
Yeah, good idea. I encourage people to call in. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I would suggest that a couple of the things that people can do to get going would be two things came to mind when you just made that last comment for a request for people to call and give information on what. Get a constitutional / common law sheriff, and they really need to use the words common law, because I love them like I would like. I mean, I would like to love to like. I would like to love Sheriff Mack, but I can't always do that because he spent his entire career as a narcotics agent. And the drug war is totally immoral and totally unlawful and completely destroyed this country along with the military-industrial complex. It set up the infrastructure for all the gun seizures, the door-kicking units in New York, the SWAT unit, Special Operations and Response, like their SWAT team. They all come out of the narco squads. So the drug war is what's giving rise to the disarmament. Because as soon as you can convict somebody for having a little weed or a little cocaine early in their life, they're a convicted felon, and guess what? They're in the same position Tom's in. They get anywhere near a gun, and they're going to prison. So this is the drug war wasn't about making the country a drug-free place. it was about ultimately disarmament. And so that's and so I want to hear, I don't want to hear constitutional sheriff, that ain't enough. I want the full-blown, all-out, real deal, a common law sheriff. That's what I want. And that's what that would be one thing you would want to get, is a common law sheriff into your county and unincorporate it. Completely remove any letters of incorporation from anything to do with your local government. I don't care what it is. Whatever department's incorporated, if the town itself and all its departments under it, the court, I don't care where it rears its ugly head. Get rid of this fictitious entity that they're calling a person called a corporation, and at the simultaneously telling people they're nothing more than animals and property, and any property that we own belongs to the state. It's completely absurd. We've gone completely, this is as bad as it was in the USSR, believe it, people. And the only reason it's not, they're not just rounding people up, is because people are armed. And the way to get them unarmed is to have a giant pervasive drug war and lots of narcotic agents calling themselves constitutional sheriffs, running around busting people for whatever drugs, giving rise to all the violence, all the cartels, all the nightmares, the shootings, the turf wars, the gangs, the CIA bringing it in, and the U.S. Marines guarding the poppy fields on TV on Fox News with Geraldo on just Google Marines, Afghanistan, Marines, Afghanistan, Geraldo. G-E-R-A-L-D-O. He was the news anchor that was doing the piece and interviewing the colonel, who says, yeah, we absolutely, we guard the poppy fields, we give them infrastructure and security, this is what they do, we got to accept it. Oh, really? We went in there to increase the opium crop, and it's coming out a bumper crop, apparently. More on the streets than ever before. Great. And Jeff Sessions is going to go after the states that have legalized cannabis, making people only healthier and more prosperous, because people do use it as medicine, legitimately, and it does help the local economy. But so that's bad. But the CIA, we're not going to say a word about the military guarding the opium fields and the CIA flying it in. So anyway, there's two things. You could have a common law sheriff and unincorporate the county. Those are two great starts. That's a way to get going. And then start talking with your neighbors. Hey, got a couple hundred acres? Want to be free? Let's see how many people with a couple hundred acres we can string together. I don't care if it looks like a giant oblong fingers coming out of it. It doesn't have to be a perfect square or a circle to make your own county, as long as they're touching each other and you set up your boundaries. Obviously, it's going to be easier if you have a somewhat of a block, you know, so to speak, or somewhat of a mass area where it's not just completely one line going across the state. But if that's the way it had to be, yeah, man, get her done, whatever it takes, because we're so far down the toilet of tyranny that we're almost not going to be able to get out of it, especially with those big seven or the big eight. I forget whether it's seven or eight, military-industrial complex, drug war, three-letter agencies. Don't talk about the Vickers. Keep the Federal Reserve printing the currency. Keep the titles to the property at the county clerk and pretend that they own your house. And then, of course, claim society is a victim so we can prosecute more people like Tom LaGuevara for sitting in a hotel room. Yikes. It's gone bad. So anyway, with that, I'm going to bring in Chris from Las Vegas, our old friend Chris.
We're are you beyond with us?
Keith, did you want to comment before we bring in Chris?
No, I'm go ahead.
I just want to say prayers for Tom, okay?
Oh, absolutely. People have to pray for Tom, and they have to call on Tom's behalf. The Bible says you must watch well as pray. That means both. That means we gotta be active and do something and watch what's going on, observe, get involved, be an activist. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? God very rarely repeats himself. He repeated himself there. He wants you to be activists, folks. So no more armchair patriots. Everybody call that number we gave. And it is 202-514-2000. 202-514-2000. And we want you to ask for the director of scheduling. You're scheduling a callback from a legislative aide at the Attorney General's office. And you want to discuss these cases with them. There's a bunch of patriots being persecuted by the previous administration. Are we going to have more of the same? Or are we going to have some patriots going free? There's no victim in any of these allegations. There should be no criminal charge. What do you think, Mr. Constitutional Attorney General? And they're going to, or legislative aide to him? And they're going to have to respond. And we need to force them to respond. give them, make it so they have to hire new help to get back to all the people that call. They've got the money. They already stole our money. They got plenty of it, so at least make them spend it on us. There you go. Chris in Vegas, are you with us, my friend?
Absolutely, Eric. Good evening, Eric.
Buddy. How are you?
You know, you were speaking about the drug war. It's really a war by drugs, much like the opium wars in China and the Boxer Rebellion.
Yes.
And if you can get a society or a culture, a group of people hooked on addictive drugs, be it through pleasure or addiction physically, like heroin or crack cocaine or some of the other more insidious drugs that they're now hybridizing, then you can get a compliant society that's willing to do anything and will resist nothing. They're easily subjugated and controlled. What do you think?
And of course, add to that, pack the prisons full. Their private prison building industry is one of the largest industries in the country. And, of course, the witches' court's going to love it because all their pensions and the police, all their pensions are invested in the private prison corporations. So they can line their own pocket kind of with one basic laundering mechanism, which is have your pension fund invested in the private prisons. Then you have complete and total incentive to convict as many people like Tom for as many victimless offenses or allegations as you can come up with. And the attorneys can come up with a lot of statutes. Once again, the state of New York has 750,000 regulations on small businesses.
It's pretty insane, isn't it? Really, I've looked at this for quite a long time, and it's become very apparent to me that the Supreme Court and many of the district courts of the U.S., supposedly, or the U.S. district courts, which are not the same thing, around the nation, frequently they'll balk. They specifically won't address the troubling part that really is dangerous for them to rule on because it leaves it open to be relitigated over and over and over, and that way the so-called justice system can enjoy egregious unjust enrichment perpetually from these cases by dodging the fundamental basic issues that are being brought forth under the guise that it's too dangerous or they didn't have to get to that area to rule on it. So it left it open to be relitigated again over and over and over ad infinitum.
Well said. It's absolutely true. This is what happens people go to sleep. What's the cycle, Chris? What is that? I don't want to butcher it, but I'll give it a shot here. It's generally what I call this. I don't know what, you know, I've heard this said before, so this is not me coming up with this new thing, but I'm going to kind of paraphrase. The cycle of dependence, I call it. And people start out as slaves. Look, go back to ancient Egypt and the early pharaohs and the Caesars, and slavery gives rise to faith. And people develop faith in a higher spirit to take them out of that slavery, which she almost always did if people were doing godly things, punish them otherwise. Stay with the Lord and you will reap the benefits. Do ungodly things and worship idols. And God has wiped out many societies, you know, including punishing his own people, and throughout biblical history. So, you know, slavery leads to faith. Faith leads to great courage because you're believing in a higher power now. And if God is on your side, and once again you're doing godly deeds, you wind up like David and you slay the Goliath and you inherit your kingdom and you do good things by and for your people and with your people. And as much prosperity and peace in among the tribes, so to speak, and the families that inhabit the land. So, and then of course, the slavery leads to faith, which leads to courage, and courage leads to independence and freedom. You're going to fight for it. You're going to wind up with an American Revolution, or you know whatever revolution you want to point to. They don't always have the greatest outcome because they're often infiltrated by the enemy. And so we'll get into that. I don't want to go off that. I'm tempted, but I'm not going to go off down that side road right now. And once you have your freedom, of course, freedom leads to prosperity. Prosperity leads to great abundance. And when you have abundance, people get a little complacent. Abundance often leads to decadence, almost always throughout history. You can almost this cycle is almost undeniable, and it's hard to show me a place where it hasn't happened. So this is why we need to remain ever vigilant. So as you're free, your courage leads to freedom, and your freedom leads to prosperity and abundance leads to decadence, and decadence leads to apathy and stupidity and sloth, and you spiral right back down into the very slave state that you came from, whatever, a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand years previously. So I call it the cycle of dependence, and I don't know if I got it exactly right, but that's basically what it says, and it's very true throughout history. So this is why we need to remain ever vigilant, and I encourage people, you know, help Tom by your voice matters. The system, this is why I know it matters, because I've had responses from people very high up in the system that said, you know, we definitely got a lot of calls, definitely heard it, made a difference, it was very impressive, or, you know, and kudos to all the people who call. You've all been very professional. I haven't heard instances, you know, anybody who's threatening people or swearing, you know, that's not us. That's the enemy pretending to be us to make us look bad, once again, the agent provocateur. And so, anyway, that's the cycle of dependence, and if we don't remain ever vigilant, we go right, spiral right back down into that pit of slavery, and have to, as a society, fight our way out, you know, back up to the place of freedom. And then when that point of freedom is achieved, make sure that it's you know, it doesn't lead back into the prosperous decadence and apathy and stupidity and sloth that puts us back in slavery. So what do you think about that, Chris?
I think if they can beat you into subjection and capitulation, then you get to subjugation. And negotiation leads to subjugation. If you're waver on your issues, you don't draw a red line in the sand, not like Obama's red line. It didn't mean anything, but actually have some credible morals and scruples that you're standing for. And if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Well, that old saying is so true. Any comments on the self-governing county thing, Chris? What is your input? Any input on that?
Well, absolutely. You know, our founders were very wise men, and they observed very clearly that local government governs best, and that the people who are most affected by the legislation they pass on themselves are the ones that are most readily and very aware and able to deal with it, and to be restrictive of their rights and protective of them and not give them over to the same sorts of dalliances and nefarious activities that those that are far away, that have no concept of what's going on in the local areas they so-called manage, administrate, or regulate, has on the people that have to live under the burdens of these people that have no sense whatsoever of what really takes place in those places, of what their environmental and their growing, their soil conditions, the nature of the people, the things that are able to thrive and survive there actually are. And so therefore they're operating in the blind and are really oblivious, or they frankly don't give a flip or a care, because all they're really interested in is what they can get out of them, and if they get what they want, they could care less if they destroy the people. They kill the goose that lays the golden egg.
And I would have said, well, you're pessimistic, you're negative, you're Machiavellian, but if I hadn't heard recently, one of my fellow courtroom observers in this area had a, well, let me finish the story after the other side. We got the music coming up, and I want to stay, I want Chris to stay on the line, please, if anybody else wants to call later. 800-313-9443. We'll have more with Chris in Vegas, Keith in Kansas, and myself, Eric, the Freedom Screamer, on the RBN Network. Stay with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, close the sea of tears.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for staying with us for these full 2 hours. We have Chris in Las Vegas with us, of course, Keith in Kansas. We've been discussing the self-governing county tonight. We know the fix is bottom-up. Top-down's a little iffy-sketchy right now. I made the list. I finally wrote it down. The Big Eight. We'll see if people who heard my list before can find the one that I had forgot to put in there. It's the new one that I put in. It was a list of seven things. Now it's a list of eight. And these are things that if these eight things can continue, then the Republic will be destroyed and the New World Order will love Donald Trump and his administration. That's the best way I can put it. So, and I would submit that any one of the, even if you got rid of five, six, maybe even seven out of these eight things and just left one in place, it may still be enough to sink the Republic. And they are. The military-industrial complex getting bigger. Make America great. More money on the military. The drug war continuing. Well, Jeff Sessions is going to ramp it up by going after all those states that legitimately legalized cannabis. Federal Reserve printing the currency, number three. Don't let Congress print the currency like it's supposed to. Let a bunch of private bankers out of Europe print it and then wonder why we're broke after they're loaning us back our own money and collecting taxes on it to boot. Number four, keep the three-letter agencies going. You know how many there are? There's hundreds of them. Just alone, when you call Monroe Community College and you're on hold, at least it was a few years ago, they had the recording. I heard it myself. Monroe Community College's Department of Homeland Security program supplies undergraduate students
to over 265 government agencies and 325 private corporations. That's like 600 entities that are hiring Department of Homeland Gestapo graduates from one university, a small community college in upstate New York. Multiply that times nationwide. So four is keep the three-letter agencies going. Number five, keep the title to people's houses at the county clerk. That's what the Vicar General and the Masons are all big, really, that's their big prize. They got the title to everybody's property. If you don't pay the witch's court and your local public prostitutes rent on property you own, they steal it. Rent on property that you own, calling it tax foreclosures, in a country that was founded on a tax revolution and private property rights. Number five, keep the title secure, give people a deed, and call it a day. Number six, claim society is a victim, my favorite one. Oh, society is a victim, and corporations are people. How's that for ass backwards? And Thomas Lacovara is suffering severely right now because of that society is a victim mentality. It doesn't seem to be changing anytime quick in the Attorney General's office. Why are they not called the Secretary of Justice? Number seven, build a breachable wall and make sure you don't sanction or bother the employers that are dangling the cookie of jobs to illegals that want to come over and steal them from people who actually live here and belong here. Okay, so build a breachable wall. Ain't going to do crap. You can tunnel under it, breach it, go over it, drive through it if you have a big enough vehicle. There very rarely is a wall going to work. There's going to be a place where they can breach that wall or tunnel underneath it. And they've done that successfully. The wall's a scam. That's a diversion. Glenn Spencer of American Border Patrol. And American Border Patrol is a private organization. It's not the U.S. Border Patrol. It's called American Border Patrol. He developed an array of, and you can look this up on the Internet, an array of sound sensors and sound detectors that detect sound and of anybody coming to, and all he has to do is put them in strategic places on high points, just scatter them along the border, a little here and there. He did it for like $40 million or something, obscenely low number of money. It was cheap. It was effective. All the people in the system said this is a great idea. This will solve our immigration problem. This will tighten up the border, and it won't bother anybody who wants to build walls and spend a lot of money and make a big deal out of the wall. Nobody's touched it. And it worked, and it was cheap. And, of course, number eight, definitely, shh, quiet, don't talk about the vicars. Don't talk about the vicars, the vicar generals, and the judicial vicars. Whose judicial do you think they're vicaring? If I don't see at least five of those eight things go away, and I don't know how we can survive with three of those things. If you get rid of the military-industrial complex, the drug war, the Federal Reserve, and the three eight-letter agencies, but you keep hanging on to people's private property title, claiming society is a victim so you can round them up and usher them into the witch's court, and you let the you build a wall, which is a scam, don't touch the employers, and the flood of foreigners keeps coming in, which is going to destroy our culture. I don't mind immigrants migrating in with a sensible program. The country lets in millions of people legally every year, millions, through the system that are vetted, legal, quick physical checkup to make sure they're not so broken down they're going to spread a plague, and then they can come in if they go through the system. You just don't let millions of people bum rush your border. So, you know, and of course the vicars, if they're still in place, we're screwed. They manage the witch's court and all this, the private property seizures and the Cestu Trust and all this other garbage. So it's not looking good. It's looking like we need bottom-up. And bottom-up is a self-governing county. And I'll get back to Chris for some more comments on that. Chris, are you still with us, my friend?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just, it's very frustrating to live in this society that we think is just and fair when it's anything but. It's a matrix, if you like that better.
It really is.
The appearance, the illusion of fairness and justice is all these judges are supposed to portray, and most of them could care less whether you look them that way or not. They bully people. They extort their wealth. They eke out their Social Security checks. You know, if you get Social Security, you're probably getting barely by. They want you to pay their fines and fees and stuff, and pay them quick as while you're at it. You know, as these people are so diabolical, so uncaring, they only care about their own self-satisfaction, justification, and their egos from beating down little people that really don't have the ability to be able to speak for themselves or put together two thoughts in one phrase to make a cogent argument. But these
right.
black-robed terrorists up there, they just beat them up, day in and day out.
I find it absolutely revolting how many people in the system that work for, and at the local level, too, local and county level and state, not just the feds. Let's not point all the finger at the feds. But how many of these people, like you said, are bullies and abusive, beat people up, destroy people's lives, steal their house and put them out in the street? They could care less if they freeze to death. It's ungodly. And they absolutely, they're inhuman, and they must have no soul. Because they can wake up and look in the mirror and kiss their kids and go to this incorporated church here or there, and they actually think they're good guys and good girls because the people they run with in their little club and their gang, and the police departments are nothing more than gangs with a badge.
Yep.
You know, they managed to swallow all these atrocities they're committing. And it looks like the Germans. This is what happened in Germany pre-World War II and during World War II. If anybody ever asks you, wow, how did the Nazis and Hitler and you know, Himmler and Eichmann, and how did they all get away with this? Why didn't the German people, you know, what's going on? How did it? Just look at today's mindset, and you'll see it. You don't have to go look at a history book. You don't have to do nothing. Just open your eyes, walk around town. You'll look at the apathy and the indifference to all the lives that are being destroyed by the witch's court, by the incorporated government. And
I was only going to say, it kind of brings to mind the old adage that the only thing necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. And, you know, we're trying to do something here. We're trying to wake people up, to educate them, to make them aware of how diabolical evil this system is. In fact, they don't call them the black robe priest of Baal for nothing. These people are absolutely demoniacs. They put on black robes and people think they're supposed to respect them. They don't earn your respect. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, how did we get so comfortable with this stuff? We have people that with a sign behind them that says, "In God We Trust," and I've seen it on the courtroom wall, right? And they're wearing the black robe that only Satanists and Luciferians wear. This is not like a multi-transition, you know, these garments that they're wearing, they don't transcend, you know, there's only one group of people that wears the black robe. And those are people that worship Satan and the dark side and Lucifer. And they're sitting under a sign that says, "In God We Trust." I mean, think about how far we've gone. And how people just walk into the court and they see someone dressed up like a Luciferian. Many of them are actively practicing Luciferianism. There's a child abuse situation going on in Webster, New York right now. And the judge and the chief of police are intimate friends with the perpetrators. I have a recorded phone call of the perpetrator saying, "I'm friends with the judge. I'm friends with the chief of police. No one's going to touch us. We'll get you all arrested." And it's not funny. A little 12-year-old boy is getting raped over it. I don't mean to be turning people's stomach at 11:40 at night, but this is what's going on. That's why when you see what really is going on and look behind the curtain, there ain't a lot of good news out there. And this is why I can't get wrapped up in the good news stuff. Other people can do it. God bless the other people that do. We need that once in a while just to take the load off. But we need to have the truth to set us free. We can't walk around doing the feel-good thing and expect them to just massage our need to feel good with more stories that don't really address the truth and the hardcore fact of what's going on. And Keith, we didn't forget about you out there, buddy. You want to throw anything in for a little bit?
Well, I'm just going to mention real quick, it's good to hear Chris. I haven't talked to him for a while. And I was going to mention that Chris and I have had a couple of discussions over the self-governing county issue as well. Over the years, and I've learned a little bit from him. I've learned a little bit from my own studying and research and put it all together, and that's where I'm at. And I'm sure I know Chris well enough if I said anything out of that was not true tonight, he would be tell me what I need to know and tell me what was true. So I thank you for
Keith,
that as well,
man.
Chris. So.
Everything you're doing a great job with a great presentation. It's fantastic knowledge. All of it's very true. It's a matter of how do we apply it now. And I know what people are thinking out there. They're thinking, yeah, this is great, but, boy, it's a tough nut to crack. How are you going to peel land away from an incorporated county? How are you going to get enough people to get together on the same page, 100 people, to do a self-governing county and all be kind of together working as a cohesive unit? But with freedom. We're not talking about the government organizing work brigades like a communist country. We're talking about like the Amish. They work together. When somebody needs a farm or a house built or somebody's house burns down, They don't let them live in a camper. They don't let them be out homeless or stay at the Salvation Army. They all come together from the community, and they whip them up a new house. And there's no bill left on the table. You owe us this. They do it out of kindness and out of God's calling to serve your neighbors like you serve thyself. And so we're looking for more of that type of thing, with the things that made this country great, instead of the things that are communizing it and turning it into a giant outhouse where you have agents of an incorporated government wandering around the country claiming that a fictitious entity called the corporation can own stuff and can be a victim. It's just absurd.
Well, the thing is, Eric, you really only need less than 10 people to start the thing. Okay?
Fantastic.
And that is, you need the correspondence group, and you need the commissioners. Okay? And then you start working with it from there. The reason why you need 100 is because of the grand jury and the jury. And, we call it the bailiff and all the other pieces. But you only really need less than 10 people to do the thing to get started.
Great. Yep. And you can always draw people from surrounding counties if you were lacking to form up of like I believe it's 25 to do a citizen or a quote common law grand jury of the people.
Right.
Because we know the district attorney is never going to indict the local judge or the local sheriff. It'll never happen. They all circle the wagons and protect each other. So, 10 people to start and build from there, right?
Yeah. Yep.
If you don't mind, Keith and Eric, I thought I might point out that so-called parcelization is the claim jumping of these corporate county bodies of private grants of land made patent, which from the true nature of land ownership here in America, for almost everything west of the Mississippi, and quite a bit of it back the other direction, too. And this is stuff that comes under an international law of treaties. It comes under the sovereign law of nations, the Tales Law of Nations, and the right to contract independently. And the only way America can get land.
What was the term you just used at the beginning of this statement?
Parcelization.
Parcelization. Got it. To make parcels of. Yep.
Well, that's what they do. They parcelize it. They cut up the private grants of land made patent to wipe out the history of true nature of land ownership, the simple, absolute, and loyal title here in America. That's what a land grant is. And so by doing that, then they can get their taxing hooks into you, but there must be a beneficial nexus, a linking connection to the land and to providing some sort of service for them to make the extortionate application of their so-called benefits that they're going to provide to you, whether it's a phone, electric, water, sewer, trash pickup, telephone, or something else. I fought this battle and won before down in Arizona, and I've got land grant property in Oklahoma also. And so once you understand the precepts of the true nature of land ownership that the founders set forth in America, so you wouldn't be having your land stolen out from under you. They can have your house, the chattels that sit above the land, but the land itself stays with the family in perpetuity. That's a hereditary right.
Absolutely. That is at the top of my list, because this is really, that's the single most thing, the most direct thing, other than people being scooped up under the society as a victim thing like Tom, but it's even more pervasive. People's private property that's been in their precious property, that's been all they have, that's been in their family for almost forever, being completely ripped away by immoral beasts. And that's an insult to my dogs. My dogs are nicer people than most people who work for the corporate government.
Oh, those corporate monsters. It's my contention that the corporation is the whore of Babylon.
Mm. Can I ask you a question, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
I have another deal I'm working on, and we're going to have to get together here shortly, too, otherwise. But I've got some people who have what they call a travel, right-to-travel license plates. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. And what happened was the police officers took the license plates off the car and then issued them a citation and said they didn't have a driver license or a license plate on the car.
Fictitious plates, I'm sure.
Okay. Now, my argument, and again, I know you want to know your way, but at the same time, I know you know me too, is that that I would classify as racketeering extortion.
Well, it is. Let me clarify what Keith just said. They had common law right to travel plates on the car, and affirming the cases that affirm the right to travel where you do not need a license or permission from the government to do so if you're traveling and not driving commercially. And they had the plates on there, the common law plates, so to speak, and the cops took the plates off and then charged them with having no plates on whatsoever. So they, because they knew they couldn't make a case against the common law right to travel, so they had to commit the racket, the theft of, and the scummy, sleazy, crappy, stinking maneuver of stealing the legitimate plates, the right to travel plates off the car, and then saying, "Whoops, I don't see any plates here." I mean, what a bunch of dirtbags.
Well, if you don't mind my observing, what you really have is a civil rights violation of private takings of private property without just compensation. That is absolutely theft of private property. And your right to travel is stated on the FBI website under color of law violations under Title 18, United States Code 245, Part 2, or Section 2, Parenthetical E, and tells you the right to travel is a protected right, and anybody who abrogates that right is guilty of a felony crime. So your police officer there is incompetent to make that legal determination, and he's therefore putting himself in harm's way and risk being sued under Title 42, 1983, and perhaps Title 18, United States Code 1962, 1964, 241, and 242, civil rights violations and RICO fraud for stealing private property under the guise and pretext of a traffic stop, and really he didn't have suspicion of a felony crime to stop you in the first place.
Exactly. So another abduction by the corporate government, i.e. Tom.
Yeah. Real quick, though, does Eric, do you have Chris's phone number? I don't have it anymore because
of
the phone problem.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we can get you a hold of Chris, okay. Keith. Don't sweat it. Yep, no problem there.
Okay. Because we need to get together, Chris, and have a little chit-chat with what's getting ready to happen every couple of days.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm fighting some of the same battles myself here, brother, so I'm glad to help out however I can. You know I always do.
Yes,
well, I know you
yes,
do, Chris.
Your knowledge is invaluable. Very good stuff. So once again, we have Chris in Las Vegas. We have Keith in Kansas. Any new listeners who are joining us, this is Resurrect the Republic. My name is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm sitting in for Lori Anderson and Tom, who's Tom is sitting in jail, and we encourage people to call Jeff Sessions' office. Once again, let me give this number out one more time before the night's over. We're coming up towards the end of the show pretty soon, so I want to encourage people to call U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I did it today. Y'all need to, I mean, please, I'm imploring you. We need you. Tom needs you to call Jeff Sessions' office because he's Jeff Sessions, the new Attorney General. And by the way, why isn't he called the Secretary of Law or the Secretary of Justice? The Attorney General. We need to see some constitutional and common law activity, which is the first thing at the top of the list. Open the door to the jails, drop the cases, let Tom LaCavara, Clive and Bundy, Pete Santilli, all the rest of the Bundy family. Christ, the women are bringing in, raising the kids and bringing in the crop and running the cat, doing everything while their men are sitting in jail. We need all the people who were interested in the Bundy case when it was the epic Big Western John Wayne-style standoff. We need to now need to be in for the really long-term, the Valley Forge, the hardcore battle, the witch's court, where the rubber really meets the road. And this is why I'm always encouraging people to stay involved as a courtroom observer. You can find out more about courtroom observing at courtroomwatch.org. That's courtroomwatch.org. If you like what you hear tonight, please donate. Lori wants me to do this show all week, and to do that, I need your help, people. I have conflicts, and I spend hours a day researching and communicating and with other people involved in this movement and developing concepts and things like. If you value the information you hear tonight, I'd like you to do two things. Donate to the funding at courtroomwatch.org. You'll see my funding page. By the way, and I very rarely do this, which is ask for money, but I need help from everybody out there to continue doing this on a steady basis when Lori's absent and when Tom's absent. So if you don't like the show, great. You know, just keep your hands in your pockets, and so to speak, and keep your money in your pocket. But if you value what you hear, and you're not going to hear about the self-governing county from Keith, and you're not going to hear from people like Chris, who are extremely knowledgeable. You're not going to hear this on any other venues. You're going to hear a lot of regurgitating reports about what comes over the AP wires and news reports from around the world, and most of them are run by the CIA. And so even if it sounds like a freedom-friendly report, it's still going to be somehow related to the misinformation or disinformation campaign that's going on. So support us at courtroomwatch.org. By the way, my funding page got rejected by GoFundMe. I'm too political. So this is what happens when you're an activist. We get jammed up at every corner. If you have trouble donating, please make it known by calling this show and say it in public. Because it's very difficult to swim upstream against this tyranny, and I'd like to continue doing this show and bringing good information out to the people. So once again, if you can support Eric and the courtroom watchers and the observers, and support the activities and the information I bring to you, please donate and help. All you need is a debit card, and do what you can. Support us here, because activism is very expensive. Once again, I can't get my funding page at GoFundMe, but you can find it at courtroomwatch.org. And I'd like to ramp up the website and get fresh postings and spend more time and really take this to the next level with a networking situation where observers from around the nation, around the country, can network with each other and build it into a social networking platform. And there's all kinds of get our first couple of self-governing counties going in a very real and practicable fashion. The western states seem to be the most friendly: Nevada, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Northern California. So we encourage people to call in and stay involved with the self-governing county. We can help you do it. Call in. We can give you advice. We can have private talks if you want to leave your number with our man on the board. We have no problem with talking with people off the air, but we like to do a lot on the air and live in the light and get everything out there in plain sight, in public. The enemy's in plain sight, and we seem to accept that. Let's get the freedom movement right out there, front and center, visible, everybody active. Go to courtroomwatch.org and download the jury nullification flyer and pass that out at the courthouse on jury selection day. You really want to rock the boat, take a swipe at the man, do some damage to the witches and Nazis, do some good for the freedom movement and the patriot community. Get the jury nullification flyer. And the reason I like the one that we did at the courtroomwatch.org, you scroll down, you'll find the jury nullification flyer. If for any reason you can't find these documents, you let us know by calling into the show, because often the enemy will remove and interfere and jam up our websites. We've lost domain names. I could go on and on about the technical interference that we suffer here. So without bemoaning too much, you really want to do some good. Get the jury nullification. And the reason our flyer is better than others is because we actually tell the jurors, when the judge instructs you that you have to interpret the law as he gives it to you, he's committing jury tampering, and that's a crime, that's a felony. We actually we say it like it is. Most of the other jury nullification flyers don't really get into the nitty-gritty of how you need to literally resist the judge, and don't raise your hand. Get into the juries. Infiltrate those juries with the freedom movement, and you interpret the law as you see fit when you are a juror, and you are the sovereign. The judge has no business telling you what to do or how to interpret the law. I've seen them do it. They'll literally threaten the jurors to where the jurors are so scared they'll do anything the judge tells them to do. So it's absurd. And people, thank you. If you enjoy this show, post a link to it on Facebook, Twitter it out, get everybody to hear this show. And we will see you next time on Resurrect the Republic. Do I hear the music?
Yep.
I'm not interested.
I do.
Be blessed.
Have a good night.
Photo ops.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.